From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Later today, President Trump will head to southwest France for the G7 summit. The Group of Seven meeting starts on Saturday and ends on Monday. Leaders of Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the U.S. are supposed to discuss issues like the state of the global economy, trade, and climate change. But as Marketplace's Andy Euler reports, coming to a consensus will be challenging.
Ahead of the summit, French President Emmanuel Macron told reporters this year's G7 will not issue a joint statement or communique, presenting a united front out of the meetings. Stuart Patrick is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations.
It's a testament to how wide the rift in transatlantic relations has become.
President Trump warned he might slap tariffs on French wine in response to that country's new tax affecting technology companies. The summit is also taking place under the backdrop of slowing global growth and a bitter trade war between the U.S. and China. And then there's the contentious issue of climate change. The U.S. pulled out of the Paris Climate Accord 2 years ago. Mike Spraga studies global sustainability at the Woodrow Wilson Center.
It's problematic when we do not figure into the global economy's infrastructure and decision-making the issue of a changing climate.
He says international commerce and trade will undoubtedly be affected by the changing climate, and that leaders at this G7 summit will eventually have to come up with a plan to adjust. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.